This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what I want to do is I want to just go over something really quick before we get to this. Who holds the keys of life and death? And the reason we're going to be talking about who holds the keys of life and death, okay? Again, keep in mind, I'm speaking to 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians. But yet, when you have a conversation with them, you would think that they served the devil more than they served the living God. Okay? And I'm about ready to prove that. But the fact of the matter is, I'm hearing people across the United States of America, friends. And I'm talking about people you may know, people I may know, that are talking about, in fact, I do know one of them, that's literally preparing the church for death. I'm not kidding you. Preparing the church for death. Folks, can somebody show me this in Scripture, please? My lines are wide open for you. Please, if you're going to make this your show, do it towards the beginning rather than the end. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm talking about, folks, how we're being told all day long by the professors in the church that the globalists are controlling everything in our lives. I'm here to tell you that you are sadly mistaken. Listen carefully. Either you are under the blessings or you are under the curses. Okay? There's no in-betweenites. It's interesting. When this information came back to me just the other day that an individual that we know is preparing the church for death, the first thing I thought of is, what is this individual feeding on? Well, this individual is feeding on information that the spirit of the world is generating, friends, not the word of God. Because the word of God does not teach us to succumb. It does not tell us that we lose the day, either in life or death. But it tells us we have a victory in Christ Jesus. And that we're made more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And that we overcome by the faith of Christ Jesus. Hebrews 12:2, 1 John 5:2. What are these people feeding on that they would offer hopelessness to the world? That is not the church's job. When you read Isaiah 58:12, what does it tell us to do? That we're repairers of the breach. We're called to give the answers to the world. And when you look at what the church is supposed to do on this earth as it is in heaven, is it the Father's will that you succumb to the evil one and you feed on the evil one and the doctrines of the world and feed on the spirit of the world and you succumb to the spirit of the world? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Folks, we've been hearing about the end times for 2,000 years now. And it's interesting how these gloom and doomers, these people that want to tell us that there's nothing that we can do, those that want to prepare the church for death in the present, I'm here to tell you, friends, just imagine if our forefathers did that back in the 1700s. Just imagine, let's go all the way back to the beginning of the book. Imagine if at the very beginning, They gave themselves over to the spirit of the world, and they didn't listen to the spirit of God. I'm here to tell you, we wouldn't be here today. I want you to think of this with me for a moment. Can you imagine our forefathers back in the 1700s saying, this is it. It's all over. Jesus is coming to get us out of here, which is unscriptural, by the way. And I can show you that right now. If I go over to John 17, verse 15, what did Jesus say? He said, I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil one. Boy, that goes against the whole eschatology concerning the rapture, doesn't it? Jesus said in John 17, verse 15, I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil one. I mean, as if to suggest the Lord is going to raise up an army here on earth that the Father's will might be done on earth as it is in heaven. And right before the battle comes, all of a sudden he's going to just pull them out. He's going to rapture them from responsibility. That is unscriptural. That is heretical. And folks, that theology is directly from the pit of hell. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's also interesting to note, friends, that these people want to tell you what that the Son of Man doesn't even know. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Sticking to the Word of God. When you go to Matthew 24, verse 36, what does it tell us? It tells us in Matthew 24, verse 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Boy, these people know more than Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? And I speak as a man, Lord. I'm just trying to show people how foolish they are to succumb to this ideology. Because that's exactly what it is. It's heresy. Friends, and what we have to do is we have to keep our eyes fixed on the Word of God. I'm gonna continuously paint this picture. Again, I have the lines open. 1-866-582-9933. Don't want your feedback on a text. Don't want your feedback on an email. Don't want you to email me and tell me what I should do and what I should study. Nope. You have the floor. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also want to hit on a couple of things, too, because I know that people in this country, for some reason or another, have been dummied down by the hirelings that they have been submitting to, John 10, 12, that don't know the Word of God, that are not there, nor are they appointed by the Spirit of God because they're not pushing along in war. No, they've succumbed to the world that they're so comfortable in today, friends. And they're succumbing to the bad guys. And they're the ones preaching the message that the globalists are in total control over the rest of us. Again, I'm here to tell you, friends, the globalists are under the control of my Father, just like the good guys and the bad guys. He's in control of all things at all times. He's the governor of the nations. The government's upon his shoulders, friends. He's the creator of all things, okay? He is God. And it amazes me how people in the professed church talk about how almighty their God is. How big and strong and mighty their God is. Well, scripturally, that's right. My Father is all of that. But when you look at their lives and you look at their conversation that they have, it's all succumbing. Folks, for a better way of saying it, they're a bunch of biblically illiterate losers that are professors only, folks, as to what comes out of their mouth, and it goes no further than the life that they live. They're hypocrites, and nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. My Bible tells me that he's a man of war. My Bible tells me that we're not supposed to limit the Holy One of Israel. But when you hear people prepare the church for death and talk about how the globalists are in control of everything, folks, I got to ask you a question. Who are they succumbing to? The living God they say they serve, or the bad guys, and who they really serve? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, Happy New Year. Read Psalm 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. You know what? He is the Lord of the earth, period. Okay? He's not just the Lord of the United States of America. He's the Lord of China. He's the Lord of Russia. He's the Lord of the Middle East, friends, because my Bible is clear when it says that every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Okay? And all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Like it or lump it. By the way, I just want to go back to some of my top chat friends right now. I don't want to listen to your smack online, okay? If you think that you can weigh in and be sensible about it, and if you want to contend for the faith, you can do that. Don't just throw your poison in the cup and expect everybody to drink it, because I'm not going to let that happen. If you've got something to say and you want to start calling me names, you want to start telling me how I'm in error, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook is censoring again in a big way over here, friends. I just shared with you yesterday that over in Poland, if Facebook or Twitter censors free speech in that prospective country, they're fined $2 million for every violation. Did you hear what I said? The foreigners are beginning to teach the American people what they should be doing to preserve their freedoms. In Poland, if Twitter or Facebook violates free speech over there, for every violation, friends, this is law now. They're fined $2 million. But over here in America, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to because it's their platform, saith the dummies. No, it's a violation of free speech, friends. My conversation is lined up with the law. And the laws that keep us free in this country. Just wanted to let you know. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. 13 to 15 articles there. Combating the lies in the mainstream media. Go to the right side. Our platform is up on the top right. You'll always find us on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on Top Chat. Or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Okay? We're on the top left. Click onto the platform in which we're on today and join us on Top Chat. Give us a call at any time. Please do. The lines are open again. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, before we get over to we are under the control of the globalists, I want to kind of just pull some things out. I want to pull the rug from misconceptions, the way that people perceive Jesus Christ, the Son of God, today. First of all, I want to tell you, when you go into a church and you see Jesus Christ on the cross, I'm here to tell you, he's not on the cross anymore. Okay? I also want to tell you that when you look at that cross and there's no blood on that cross, I want to tell you something, friends. We are a blood-bought people. Without the blood, there is no salvation. Revelations 1:5. Okay? Just want to make clear. Also read Hebrews 9:22 when you get a moment. Okay? We've been delivered through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, with that said, friends, I also want to go over to the characteristics of Jesus. He spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. Let me say it this way. You've been taught that Jesus Christ is a little weak, effeminate from Hollywood, right? And the hirelings in the pulpit, that we're supposed to just succumb to everything. I want to remind you that Moses was the meekest man alive. Meek means power under control. Remember, Moses was the one that was sent to the face of Pharaoh, and he was told to command Pharaoh to let his people go. That's the meekest man alive, friends. That's the Moses of the Bible. Not the way that you see them today. And keep in mind, it tells us in Deuteronomy 18:18 that the Lord is going to raise up a prophet like unto that of Moses. That is Jesus Christ, friends, okay? And keep in mind, when the apostles were asked by Jesus, Jesus said to them, "Who do men say that I am?" What did Jesus say? And what did his apostles say in response to Jesus' question? One of the old prophets, John the Baptist, risen from the dead, Jeremiah, some say Elijah, some say the old prophets. In other words, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, is on the right hand of my Father even now, who has all power over all death and all life, because he holds the keys for the record, okay? He's not some little mandy-pandy walking around in pink booties smacking sheep on the backside. My Bible tells me that he's the king. My Bible, and he is the king. My Bible tells me that he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. My Bible tells me that he's the prince of peace. My Bible tells me, friends, that he is a man of war. Okay? And scripture continuously shows me that throughout, folks, throughout the Old and the New Testaments. So we better get a good grip as to who he is, friends, because he is not the way the hirelings have painted them or him in your minds in any sense of the word today. He's a man of war. He spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. Who are the scribes and the Pharisees? Well, the head people, the religious hypocrites that have all this head knowledge. They have no experience. And yet the very testimony and the gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Guess what they don't have? The testimony. What they haven't come to the realization yet to, or to up to, friends, is the fact that God speaks to the heart, not the head. And these head speakers are the ones getting you to succumb to what God told you to resist. Okay? I just want to make clear, because I'm sick and tired of these individuals preaching a gospel that is not the one that I find in Scripture. And when you go to the book of Galatians, it says if they preach a different gospel, it says that they're cursed. And guess what? They're reaping the curse. And you can see this happening on a 24/7 basis in America today. Let me go to the power of the gospel. It was Napoleon that said, "The Bible is no mere book." Okay? It's a power that conquers all that would oppose it. That applies to all of us, both the good, bad, and the ugly, just for the record. I want to give you a little history on the power of that gospel really quick before we get into this, because this is a perfect topic to kick off the new year with, friends. Okay? Because the bad guys are not in control. My heavenly Father is in control. He's always been in control. But the enemy of your souls would have you believe that he's in control when, in fact, my Bible tells me it is finished. And that happened over 2,000 years ago. Okay? If we understand that and we're born of the Holy Ghost, the gates of hell do not prevail against the church. That is not defensive. That is on the offensive. And if people want to understand the word comfort, we all heard, you know, the comforter of the Holy Ghost in the modern gospel by the Billy Grahams and the Franklin Grahams and the Mario Murillos and the modern day church. Oh, you know, if you get the goosebumps and you cry, that's the Holy Ghost. Wait a second. God never comforts a man that's in known sin. Number one. But the point that I want to make is just go and rewind just a little bit and understand that comfort in Old English means to be pushed along in war. What happens to a people that don't push along in war? They succumb to their enemies. This is what the church has been doing in this country for a long, long time. So what do? They revise the words. They redefine the words. They teach heretical doctrines. They teach the opposite of what is true. And then they say, they come up with these doctrines like the rapture. We want to be raptured from responsibility, or there's no sense. Let's just prepare the church for death. I'm here to tell you, friends, they're false teachers. They don't have the Holy Ghost. And I would turn the channel if I were you, to say the least. I'm about ready to prove that. What is the power of the gospel? Well, there's a lot of people that want to go ahead and test their steel. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people in this world that still want to see if God means what he says. They want to go ahead and test their tinfoil to that of the living God. Okay? Well, some will say, well, I don't believe in the Bible. Well, then let's look at history really quick. This is the power of the gospel. And it's reaping and sowing. You ever heard of Maxentine? Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine. But did you know that he himself was drowned by the very device that he himself created for Constantine? Did you know that? Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for, guess who? Tamerlane! Whoa, the bad guy doesn't have his way, does he? No, he doesn't. He may for a moment, but keep in mind they are in the hand of God to chastise and to judge his people. Okay? Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians, and soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Right? So I speak to the bad guys that you think are in control. I'm here to tell you that my Father's already working on the behalf of the church, because he's here to tell you, Christians, that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation to those that trouble the righteous. It also tells us, friends, that's in the book of Thessalonians. If you want to go to the book of Hebrews chapter 12, you'll see that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And I'm here to tell you as well, those that want to give voice to the enemy and power to the enemy, I want to tell you something. The bad guys are only for a moment. They're only for a moment. They cannot keep their own souls alive, friends. It's all temporary. That's why the church is here to, guess what? Protest and stand against as the army of God on earth to deal with the corrupt. But what have you been taught to do? Oh, there's nothing we can do. It's all over with. The globalists are in control. No, they're not. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some Republicans are objecting for a fourth straight day to a proposal to increase stimulus checks to $2,000. Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, tried to bring the bill forward Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, tried to bring forward the House bill that would increase the $600 check by unanimous consent.
That means that today is the last chance to take up and pass the House bill to provide $2,000 checks to the American people.
Senate Majority Whip from South Dakota, John Thune, is no fan of the House bill.
This proposal is a shotgun approach, where a rifle makes a lot more sense.
Pope Francis calling for peace in his New Year's message. The pontiff delivering the appeal in a noon service at the Vatican. You're listening to USA Radio News. 2021 is here, and so are new laws. Many states increasing their minimum wage as companies in California with 26 or more employees will have to pay them at least $14 an hour. Police officers in Connecticut must have their badge and name tag prominently displayed when they come in contact with the public or make an arrest. Things like packing peanuts or ice chests made from styrofoam can't be sold in Washington, D.C. Microsoft is releasing new details regarding the SolarWinds attack.
Microsoft said the suspected Russian hackers behind the breach of numerous U.S. government agencies also accessed the company's internal source code. Microsoft said they detected unusual activity with a small number of internal accounts, and upon review, they discovered one account had been used to view source code repositories. Microsoft declined to say which source code the hackers viewed. Source code shows how computer programs work and is used to build software. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Let's stick to the topic. Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve?
I can tell God's in control because the article I wrote today is almost like, you know, it's got so much of what you're covering on the show. And I called it Do Not Defeat Yourself.
Yeah, yep.
And
yep.
It's amazing because so much of the church, they seem to think that if you just stand by idly by, you can somehow not be wrong. Well, actually, not fighting evil is choosing evil. You're committing evil through by being an accomplice.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
For example, if self-defense is ordered by God, if somebody's going to try to hurt you, desiring to hurt you is a sin. And if you turn around and don't defend yourself, you're not doing them a favor because allowing them to hurt you and them actually hurting you is a greater sin. And you're an accomplice if you let them do it. If
That's
you really
right.
love them, you don't let them commit a murder. You let them commit suicide by trying to kill you, and then they die because you defended yourself.
That's right.
But at least they only murdered themselves.
Here's Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the guy that stood up against Adolf Hitler, that everybody praises today, right? That's the history of men. They praise the dead prophets, but while they're alive, they sit there and they persecute them from city to city. They scoff at them. They mock them. Listen to what he said. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless." That's right. If we don't want to stand up and fight against it, then we're guilty of it. We become accomplices, and we will face God on Judgment Day for just that. If it takes that long, we can see in America that we're reaping what we sowed. We're allowing.
Oh, exactly.
So here we are. We're under judgment. And people, now the church sits back and says, well, these are the end times. The end times are here because you don't fight. This is why you're losing the game. Proverbs 7:2.
The end times don't excuse evil. I mean, just because it's the end times doesn't mean you're allowed to let the Antichrist educate your children in his schools.
Exactly.
If you let people pollute your kids' minds in the schools, you polluted their minds by letting them be there.
Steve, just think about this. Think about this. And I've seen this and I've said this. What kind of a fool would send their kid to a public school to have their enemies raise up their own kids? What kind of a fool would allow that?
Well, and that's the problem. I mean, you listen to the most radio shows every day, and they're the best advertising the left has. They sit there and say, you got no choice. They give the left all this advertising, playing all their sound bites. All you hear is what the left says. And then they turn around and the left censors us, and then they stand by and allow evil to happen.
Well, because
we should be acting like we're winners.
Well, the American people haven't figured out, Steve, that those conservatives of the day are serving their sponsors. They're not serving the American people. And we've seen this for a long time in this country. And just let me remind you, Americans, that, you know, we've heard before that Edmund Burke said evil prevails because good men do nothing. I want to say, and I want to make real clear, that that is not true. Although I respect Edmund Burke, he was wrong on this one, because good men do not allow evil to prevail. And if you do, that makes you just as bad as those that you're complaining about. It's just that simple. Steve, I'll give you the last word.
We don't let the evil people decide good. You don't expect a criminal to arrest himself. They must be stopped. And so if the governor says he's doing you good while he hurts you, you don't let him decide it's good to hurt you.
That's right.
You step up and do what's right.
And what's worse than that, Steve, is they got provision in the U.S. Constitution, which you're speaking of, which is applicable to what we're talking about right now. There's provision in the Word of God. There's provision in constitutional law that says that when they do these things, that the people are supposed to stand up and actually deal with them. But they've been taught by the hirelings of the day and the conservatives of the day that there's really nothing we can do about it. Let's just go with the changing times. Let's forget about those never changing principles and holding to them and going back to the old past found in Jeremiah 6:16. Let's listen to our favorite guy on the radio and let's follow his lead straight to hell. And that's what they've done, Steve. That's exactly what they've done. Totally appreciate your input. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what are we talking about right now? I got a question for you. Who holds the keys of life and death? Well, you're being taught by the hirelings in the pulpit. You're being taught by, the powers that are tolerated by 330 million people that the globalists do. No, they don't. They don't hold the keys of life and death, friends. My big brother does. The captain of my salvation, he does. Profess Christians, for those that go along with this heresy that the globalists are in control of everything, you are completely you are unbiblical. Every step in your stance, do you want to call it that? Where you're, standing on the sand and when the wind comes, it's going to blow you all the way, just like it is right now. That's not the scripture, because that counters scripture. But the fact of the matter is, I'm here to tell you, Revelations 1:18 tells us just this. Listen carefully, Christians. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. That means so be it. And have the keys of hell and death. Who has them? The bad guys or Jesus Christ? Which one do you believe more? The Bible says that our conversation is to become with the gospel of Jesus Christ, not the conversation of the world. Okay? And I'm going to tell you what that is. That's fear speaking out loud when you give tongue over to the enemy. I want to go back to this, the power of the gospel. I'm showing you reaping and sowing. This is the bad guys that think that they're all in control of everything. Listen carefully. Valiant caused 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burnt alive. Did you know that Valiant himself was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where he was burned alive? Listen to me, bad guys. Listen to me, those that want to remain in your sin. Your sin is going to find you out, rest assured. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. He drank it himself. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. That's my gospel. That's my father at work on the behalf of those that actually believe the word of God. Maria Antoinette, writing to Notre Dame, the cathedral, for her bridal. She bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She could not endure the sight of these miserable ones, she said. Well, soon after bounding the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of the execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. Wait a minute. For all of you that are just going along with it, I thought the bad guys were in control. No, they're not in control. They're in the hand of God, being used for his purposes. And at the end of the day, what's their end? Oh, just hang on a second, friends. Let me go on. When Fallon was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, let them eat grass. This is the bad guy. Guess what? Afterwards, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass. You can only oppress a people for so long. You can only live a lie for so long before it backfires. Rest assured. Let me go back to this, because most people think, well, you know what? Herod had his way with John the Baptist, and Pontius Pilate, he had his way with Jesus Christ. And, you know, look at all of the stuff that's taking place, man. We've just got, well, we've got a underachiever mentality going here. This is what you didn't know, friends. Did you know that Herod Antipas and Herodias, that the couple that was responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist? You know, when the Bible says, touch not my prophets, or touch not mine anointed, guess what? The Lord means just that. What happened to those two jokers, friends? Well, if you remember right, Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the execution of John the Baptist, right? And everybody hears that part. But what we don't do is we don't take the curtain and pull it back to understand what happened to those people that actually touched the Lord's anointed. Well, here, I'm here to tell you. Oh, by the way, did you also know that here in Antipas and Herodias, they were also plotting the death of Jesus Christ? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Remember Pontius Pilate, his wife, and John had a dream, and she said, have nothing to do with that just man. That's a good place to put yourself, bad guys. That's a real good place to put yourself. Have nothing to do with it. Because rest assured, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Oh, let me finish this point. In the summer of AD 39, Antipas' money and his territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were sent into exile. And Antipas died miserably. Did you hear about that? Nope, you didn't hear about that. What about Pontius Pilate? That's broken up into syllables, King James Version, by the way. Well, he handed Christ to the Jews, and by the way, he knew that the Jews delivered him up for envy. He knew it. So when Pontius Pilate was washing his hands in the water in front of all the people trying to say that, listen, I have nothing to do with what's taking place, he's the one that gave the order. He can put on the show all that he wants to, but the fact of the matter was the Lord knew who the responsible party was. And what was the end? Here, let me tell you what the end was. Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Did you know that Pilate fell under the misfortunes in the reign of that of Caligula, okay, in Gaul, and eventually committed suicide, just like Judas did, right? I'm trying to give you a little hope so that you understand that God is at work all day long, okay? And rest assured that if you belong to the Lord, the mandate goes for you, and there's a sign hanging on you that says, touch not mine anointed, and flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Right? Oh my goodness. King David prayed. What did he pray? Lord, send forth your holy angels to drive them out. Chase them into dark, slippery places. Those holy angels of God that fear the commandments of the Lord, and those that fear the Lord are encamped there to what? Hold them in check, keeping them from the evil one. Hang on a second. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Okay, so folks, we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. Mighty is he indeed. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I cannot find in Scripture where we are promised defeat. I cannot find in Scripture where the Lord ever fails a faithful man or a faithful woman of God, either in life or death. Hey folks, those that have been martyred, the 11 of the 12, along with Paul, keep in mind they've been set free. Okay? And the only reason they want to stay, like Paul said in the book of Philippians, is because it's more profitable for you that I remain in the flesh. But it's better to go with Christ. Okay? But that's real love. And that is the heart of real love. You know, I want to say this. In Luke 19:13, it says that we are to occupy till he comes. It doesn't say that we're supposed to preach a defeated gospel that doesn't line up with the Scripture. It doesn't tell us that we're supposed to create a doctrine that counters and stands in stark contrast to the Word of God. It doesn't tell us none of that, friends. It's some sort of utopia they've created in their minds that they're going to be removed from the battle. Isn't that interesting? We're to occupy till he comes. And then when I think of, well, I know that this is foreign to many people, but let me add the language of the gospel. Okay, the stumbling block. The rock of offense to your misinformation. Okay, here, listen. It tells us in the book of Ephesians 6, listen carefully. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. If you're going to be raptured, why do you need that armor? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Most people have no idea what that's about. Because they're not in the fight. You know, they're hidden somewhere because they think the Lord's hiding them. Really, I can't find that in Scripture neither. Then it tells us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Okay? Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith shall you be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But friends, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Boy, how do these gloom and doomers, how do they line that scripture up with their lack of faith, with their false gospel? I'm just curious, man. I need to know. That's why I have the lines open. And by the way, don't give me any of your false dispensationalism. Okay? I've already told you that if you have something that you want to weigh in on, here's the number, 1-866-582-9933. But you're just playing it safe, right? You just want to keep dropping your unbiblical scriptures online in hopes that someone will follow you. Well, listen, I'm not trying to get followers. I'm not trying to congregate. What I am trying to do is point my finger at the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Then and only then am I doing my job. If I point the finger back at myself, like many of you are right now, it shows us all what it's all about. And it's not about Jesus Christ. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. Let me finish this. So Herod Antipas died miserably. Pontius Pilate ends up being sent out to exile. Then he commits suicide. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD. About 40 years after the passion of the Christ, to the number of 1,100,000, besides those whose Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee. Listen to judgment. 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery, and 2,000 were brought with him to Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beasts, right? Part otherwise most cruelly were slain. What happened to the vain Senate of Rome? Well, after being proposed to have Christ adorned as God, they rejected him, just like you're seeing in America, being content to emperor reign over them. In other words, they submitted to the man, their favorite politician, rather than Jesus Christ, just like you're seeing today in America, rather than the meek King of glory, the Son of God. They were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. That's where you're at right now, America. That's where you're at right now. I want to tell you why the professors in the church today are pointing their fingers at the globalists and saying that they're in all control. It's because they don't serve the Lord Jesus Christ. See, they're caught up in their own disobedience. See, they're not a part of the war. They've never fought the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. They just want to give the same message that they've been living their self-condemned lives all day long. They want you to be a partaker of their defeatism. They want you to be a partaker of a gospel that they've created, because it's not the one in the Word of God. Do you remember when the Lord kept rebuking the Pharisees and the scribes? Do you remember when they called out the corrupt kings for who they are? Do you remember when they kept rejecting him and rejecting him before he went to the cross? Do you know that the Bible is clear when it tells us in the book of Luke? It tells us that if thou had known, even thou, at least in thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from your eyes. Why? Because you reject the commandments of God. Read Deuteronomy 4. Okay? When you fail to partake in the war, 330 million people, and you turn around and listen to a bunch of people that are telling you that you're being defeated by less than 300 people in the world, that's a curse, not a blessing. Because that's not what Scripture tells you that you're supposed to succumb to. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, but the modern day church, that's too radical for them. That's out of line for them. Oh, how little do they know of the patriarchs. You want to talk about radicalism, man? Let's talk about it. That's another show. Listen carefully as to the judgment that comes upon a disobedient people that rejected the Christ. Listen carefully. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou had known, even thou in the last at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from your eyes, right? For the day shall come upon thee, that in thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, encompass thee round about, and keep thee in on every side. Is that what's going on? Can we say Russia? Can we say China? Can we say massive treason going on in the United States government to the Chinese and to the Russians? And we all know that, but the American people, they just keep routing on for their favorite guy that fails to bring in the rule of law that he promised to do 5 years ago. That's called submitting to their favorite politician rather than to the meek King of Glory. And what does that look like? They refuse to keep the commandments of the Lord, and they keep submitting to the inapt, impotent President of the United States of America. That's why we are where we're at today. Because of the disobedience towards God. That's why America's in trouble. Now listen carefully. Tells us in verse 44, and shall lay even with thy ground thy children with thee, and they shall not leave thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. And then he went into the temple to cast them out that sold therein, and them that bought. Now, folks, if you want to check that out, check out Luke 19. You are in the position that you are in today because of what you tolerate, just like what Steve was talking about. You have forfeited your God-given rights. You are now receiving your privileges from the states. You've called them leaders when in fact they're representatives. You are being judged by the same people that you are giving your allegiance to, and rightly so. And nowhere in Scripture can you find that we're to disobey God in submission to man. Nobody. Nowhere. But we have people on Top Chat right now saying it's this, that, and the other thing, and there's this, that, and the other thing, and yet they fail to call in. We got Gary calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Amen, Bradley Dean. Keep preaching. You're doing great, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to make a comment earlier, a while back. You said, people are fools for putting their children in public. And I got to thinking, you know what? I got kids that are in public schools, and the reason I can't get them out is because I've got two children by two different women, and I've never been married. I had my wake-up call here, if you will, my calling about 6 years ago. I was in a car wreck. Should have never lived. It was definitely God showing his hand in my life. And up until then, I had never taken any of God. 41 years old. And, man, I've had a radical change in my life, which is the definition of repentance.
Amen.
And I'm aware of all this. You know, I follow you guys. I'm listening. I'm walking in the Spirit with the Lord. But there are people out here, and I would say a majority of America, because I'm thinking there's more divorce than marriage going on. A lot of us have kids that are in families that are broken, but, you know, it's all from sin.
This is all by design. I got about 30 seconds left, Gary. I just want to answer that. First of all, search the Scriptures. Seek the face of God. He'll help you with your situation. But for goodness sake, get them out of school. The federal government has no business teaching anybody's children. The state has no children, number one and number two. They're violating the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Okay, good for you. And here's the other thing. Why don't you email me, send me your address, and I want to send you some stuff off really quick if you don't mind. Is that good?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Yep, you too. Thank you, Gary.
Happy New Year.
Amen. Happy New Year, brother. Robert, I'm sorry you got me at the end of the show. Call in tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Happy New Year, brother. Thank you, sir.
Happy New Year, brother.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.